From North State Public Radio, I'm Serena Grossi with your headlines for Wednesday, December 4th. Nearly a month after Election Day, Butte County's election results are finally certified. According to the Butte County Clerk Recorder's Office, about 78% of registered voters participated in last month's election. The results were certified 28 days after Election Day to comply with California law. Dale Bennett won Chico's District 3 city council slot with a less than 100-vote lead over Monica McDaniel. Other incoming city council members include Michael O'Brien, Katie Hawley, and Bryce Goldstein, who will officially transition into their new roles Wednesday. Another significant outcome was for Measure H, which passed by almost 68%. The measure will authorize a 1% sales tax on purchased goods. Residents can find more official Butte County election results on our website, mynspr.org. And many may not know that Redding has an extensive system of developed trails for mountain bikers and hikers, more than 200 miles of them. Most of the trails are dirt and primarily suited to mountain biking, but others are gravel and paved. Lori Baker is the CEO of Choose Redding Lodge, an independent marketing group that promotes local tourism. She points to one trail in particular that's accessible to everyone.
Yeah, so the Sacramento River National Recreation Trail is a beautiful, picturesque trail. It very rarely leaves the Sacramento River. It has shaded spots. It's beautiful and it's paved. So it's good for your hikers, walkers, strollers, wheelchairs, everything.
She says work on the massive trail system began years ago, but accelerated in 2016. The San Francisco Chronicle has described the city as the gem of the U.S. trail system. In other news, a lot has changed for the Santa Cruz-based hardcore punk band Scowl since its last performance in Chico 5 years ago. NSPR's Eric Adams tells us what's bringing them back.
Scowl has spent the last few years frequently performing in cities across the world, but members say Chico's hardcore punk scene has helped the band grow since its beginning in 2019, which is why drummer Cole Gilbert says the city became one of the stops on an upcoming run of shows through California.
I feel like we owe it to ourselves and to our friends in the scene and the scene itself in these cities to go back and pay our respects.
Vocalist Kat Moss, a Sacramento native, says Chico was instrumental in her exposure to the do-it-yourself ethos of the punk scene.
Chico's the first scene that I ever personally started going to DIY shows and like saw like actual like DIY hardcore and punk and noise and sludge and just like all sorts of weird artsy stuff. It was the first time I ever was like exposed to that kind of space.
Moss growled and snarled her way through stomping drum beats and thick guitar riffs in much of the band's early material, a raw, brooding style of hardcore punk that helped the band make a name for itself. Scowl's music has evolved over the years and broken through some of the limits of hardcore. While the band retains its bite, new, diverse influences now shine through in songs like the latest single, Special. Malachi Green plays guitar in the band.
I think the band's more realized. It's just expanded and become more realized of what we actually are and what we are influenced by.
Starting in March, the group will set out on its next North American tour, supporting the band's Citizen and Movements. The show starts at 7 p.m. on Friday at the Fraternal Order of Eagles. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
And finally, Pacific Gas and Electric will host a town hall meeting today to share resources for lowering your monthly bill. The online meeting will include a brief presentation on safety tips and affordability, followed by an open question and answer session. The meeting will take place online from 5:30 to 6:30 tomorrow evening. And those were your headlines for Wednesday, December 4th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website at mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Serena Grossi.